Season 3. I am Fifth Skill, of course. Tonight we're going to have a very good cast. Clone Fest 2007, Season 3, of course. First of all, I'd like to introduce everybody that's on the cast tonight. First, we have Sopsicum from Bulba Garden.
Hi, guys.
We have Full Master from PM.
Hey, guys, what's up?
All right. And finally, from PPN Studio, PPN Steve.
Hey, everyone. How's it going?
All right, so this is Call-In Fest 2007 of Season 3. We have a couple of call-ins, and we're going to discuss DP 49 and 50 aired this week. So let's get to that. So we're going to go to our first call-in tonight. All right, folks, our call-ins will be recorded tonight because we've asked many of our listeners to record their own call-in questions, and hopefully we'll be able to answer them sometime in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But first, we're going to have our first recorded call-in. Here is Archer.
Hi guys, this is Archer9234 from the Bulba Forums in Brooklyn. I got two questions for you today. One is, what would you like fixed in the Pokemon games or re-added that was lost from the past games? For me, I have a top 20 list for the main features that I would like in the game to make it a little less cumbersome. Hopefully it's not too long for this cast. Number one, Pokemon contests in the underground should have been online. It's very hard to find people to play locally for these two features. Number two, the ability to battle with the handheld to console. PBR and Diamond and Pearl could have easily worked together. It would have been an interesting feature, and it would have made PBR a little bit more playable. Number three, allow us to leave the Elite Four after you beat it the first time. It is very annoying when you battle the Elite Four so many times, you just simply can't leave if you just want to battle one person and to evolve a certain Pokemon. Number four, the ability to skip text. The most annoying thing about the game is the text. If you want to keep reading everything over and over again, it gets annoying, especially inside the Elite Four. I wish I was able to press start and simply go to the Ceremony Champion menu. Number five, remove the stupid 24-hour rule migration limit. Why is it there? It's no point. We played through hundreds of hours in the previous games. Why do we have to be slowed down to complete Diamond and Pearl? Number six, allow us to access our boxes inside the battle room or trade centers. It's in the GTS. I don't see why it can't be implemented inside these two options. Number seven, allow us to transfer friend codes when we mix records. It's a perfect feature to simply give us the friend codes to friends that we are right next to each other instead of manually entering them. Number 8. Bring back the item storage feature. It was in all the previous Pokemon games until now. Why was it removed? It was very useful. All the items cluttering inside the boxes are only used end up mostly once. Number 9. Customizable characters. I wish there was an option to at least change certain features of the characters or use previous characters from previous games. It would have been interesting to see some of the characters from Fire Red or Leaf Green or Ruby Sapphire Emerald inside Diamond and Pearl and choose them to be playable. Same goes for PBR. Number 10. Remove the battle room in the Pokemon Center and combine it in the Union Room. Why do we have to have two different rooms inside one place instead of simply putting them both together into one room? Number 11. Let us trade items without trading Pokemon back and forth. It's very annoying to simply waste our money and our Pokeballs to simply give us items to friends. Number 12. Let us trade Pokemon from one end. I wish this was in there because then one person doesn't have to waste, again, Pokeballs and money to catch junkers that we do not need. Number 13. Give us the ability to release eggs. Yes, it's technically unethical, but this is a game. Number 14. The handhelds need to have the ability to force levels. In PBR, you're allowed to reduce your Pokemon that's at level 100 to level 50. Same goes for Pokemon that's below level 50, it'll increase it to level 50. It's very annoying to play someone that has level 52s and you have level 100s. You just can't do it. Number 15, the ability to migrate HMs. Why was this feature not in the games? I don't understand why. In Pokemon Fire Red, it would simply turn Dive into an TM like it is, but you can't migrate anything into Diamond and Pearl. It just doesn't make any sense. I'm very annoyed because I can't transfer my flying Pikachu that I've got from the Bayon Park 10th anniversary event to Diamond and Pearl. Number 16, the ability to save more than one game. It's kind of annoying that I have to keep resetting my game or going through another certain way to back up my save file and simply start a new game, when many other games, for example Zelda, have this feature. Number 17, removing the permanent migration. Yes, the GB games are old, but it's not fair that we lose them once we transfer them to Diamond and Pearl. I really don't like going through out of my way, backing up my save file, and restoring it in order to clone, and a lot of people do hate cloning, to keep them in my old games. Number 18, why does the Pokemon world have regenerating rocks and trees? I find it very annoying, especially after you beat the game, that I have to keep certain Pokemon with Cut, Rock Smash, etc. with you, when you don't need to, if you simply just clear the rocks the very first time, and that's it. Yes, it makes the game more challenging, but after a while, if you play the game for, oh, say, 700 hours, and you own every single Pokemon game like I do, it gets very annoying. Number 19. An option in the options menu to disable confirmation. Yes, it's there to save you just in case if you select no when you're selecting a move to change, or if you don't want to lose an item. But there should be an option in there to simply allow you to disable it. For example, when you click on the water to surf, I would like it to simply surf and not say, do you wish to surf? And my final one, number 20, area effects. PBR almost did it perfectly. I wish the area effects would continually run while the battle is going on. It's not fair that you have to constantly say it's raining and then it shows rain and then it stops while you're battling. It doesn't feel realistic and it slows the game down. In PBR, at least it almost did it, it would allow you to see the animation while you're selecting the moves, but then again, it would turn off as soon as the battle would begin. I hope I didn't bore you and slow down the podcast. My second question is, would it be interesting that the Pokemon anime producers would ask Game Freak to write a specific or special episode for the show, like featuring around more game mechanics, more plots from the game, or just something unique for the show? That's it for now. Again, keep up the great work with this wonderful podcast. Oh, and a little tidbit that might find everyone funny. I was recording my voice with the Hey You Pikachu mic. Yes, it does work with PCs. Bye.
Alright, folks, that was our first call-in tonight. That was Archer and a recorded call. Our next call-in will be a live call, and that will be Sailor Clef. So let's get her in right now. Is that her or him?
Her.
Sorry. Him or her?
It's probably
yeah.
her.
Okay. Ready to go. So I had it right. Okay.
Yep.
Hello, Sailor Clef. Welcome to BulbaCast Season 3, Episode 4.
Hello.
G'day.
Hello there.
What's up?
Hello.
Yes, hello there. So what's your question this week, if you please?
Oh no, I forgot it.
No, I didn't forget.
Oh.
Oh, and also check and see if the mic is up. If you're there.
Oh, there we go.
If what?
Oh, there you
if,
go.
If the microphone. Oh, okay, there we go. I think because you were away from the microphone. I think that's the whole thing. Anyway, what's your question?
Okay, well, I'm greatly upset that there are no Rage Candy Bars in the current generation of games, or in Ruby Sapphire. If they make the Gold Silver Crystal remake, there won't be any Rage Candy Bars. If they did, they'd have to be a key item. You wouldn't be able to trade them.
Aww.
That's upsetting, and I want to
know. So... What we should do right now probably would be go to Game Freak in Japan and go to them and say, look, you blankety 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 blankers, we want some blankety blanking candy bars back in our gizames, yo.
It's not just Rage Candy Bars, either, though. Those are the most important.
Food.
They don't have Berserk Gene.
What?
A few other items.
Aww.
That's just cruel.
Well, what exactly do Rage Candy Bars do?
It's just that's what I like to know, being a person that doesn't even play the games. Go on.
Yeah, but I've got it.
Go on.
Ooh.
They heal 20 HP.
That's not too bad.
I see.
I think it's funny. And they give Bruno powers.
Oh, yeah.
Game Freak. Game Freak.
They were even mentioned in Fire Red Leaf Green, but they didn't have them as an item. It doesn't make...
Well, if you really think about it, there are much more items today that heal 20 HP. Their attitude is probably like, why do we need Rage Candy Bars when we have all these items?
Why don't we need Rage Candy Bars?
I think it's more of a case of redundancy than anything. If you have so many other items that can
You also got to remember those cards have limited memory and they're trying to squeeze as much actual real game stuff in. And if I remember correctly, they did say something about in Diamond and Pearl, they got rid of some items to make room for more game features.
We like your items.
But it wasn't in Ruby Sapphire either.
Well, the same would go for any generation of games when they increase in the gameplay.
Question.
Tend to.
Was it in the original Red Blue, or was that just a gold silver thing? So that's probably just going to be the only game where it is, and if they do a remake for the game, for Gold and Silver, it'll probably be in that version, but only,
it was a hold item, I mean, wasn't a hold item, but I mean, it wasn't a key item, so you could give it to your Pokemon. If you were to give it to one of your Pokemon and trade it, they couldn't do that.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if
the game would explode.
All right.
Ask something else if there really aren't
any Go right ahead. You feel free.
I've seen people refer to the main character, the main male character of every game as being Ash, even Brendan. And these aren't people who don't play the game. These are actually people who seem to be fans. Refer to every single main character.
Well, maybe it's just because that's easier to say, you know. You talk about the games to someone, you say Ash, someone, non-fan will instantly think, oh, okay, main character of the game or of the anime. So maybe that's just the easiest. They're talking to relate, you know, if that's how they're used to saying, especially to relate to others who don't play the game as much. Because, say, you know, for example, I was going to talk about the main character of one of the games that I was playing to someone. I might just say, you know, this is kind of the equivalent to Ash in the anime. It's the main character of the game, the Pokemon trainer who's going all around.
Well, let me just add this one thing before we go any further. If you ever read the Pokemon special manga that that is being serialized in Japan, and you can get it from places like Kinokuniya, they usually name their characters after the game titles. For example, the male character from Ruby and Sapphire was Sapphire, and the female character was Ruby.
Kanto,
and Red looked like Ash in a way.
Now, the interesting thing is that the storyline basically followed everything that's in the, mostly everything that's going on in the anime if you think about it, but of course they're involving different characters from each of the generations pertaining to the gym leaders and all that.
Yeah.
It's loosely based on it, I mean, it's all intermixed in a way, but it's not.
Yeah.
Those are based on the games. The anime was based on the games.
Originally.
Originally, yes, but
the manga is based on the anime.
No, manga is based on the games.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
See, it's kind of like an interconnection, but it's not.
It is, but it's not, right. It
mixes elements.
It's like cousins, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Twice removed.
That's a good comparison.
Mm-hmm.
They're all related, but they're not that closely related.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Okay.
All right.
Appreciate your call,
Thank you for calling in.
Hey, welcome to the Bulbacast, too, since this is your first call in.
Yeah, first-time callers.
Hey, take care.
Thank you.
Good day.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right, take care.
See ya.
Good night.
With the new season, we can expect to see new faces.
Exactly.
Exactly. Hello, Anger Man. Welcome to Bulbacast, episode 4, season 3.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
All right.
Welcome.
What do you have to ask us this week, sir?
I'd really like to ask, what would be your ideal Pokemon game for the Wii? Like, would you want the spin-off, or you want a battle game?
We want an RPG.
Yeah, we want a full-on RPG.
Yes.
Yes. 3D
RPG. Yeah,
it's been
stated before. It's been stated before.
Oh, your Pokemon, walk the lands, the whole full on experience.
Yeah, we had a consensus last season that we wanted an MMORPG game created for any system,
yes.
Wii or PC or anything like
that. And me and Steve went on to have a hell of a fight over it as well.
Yeah,
it's really fun.
And we wouldn't mind seeing, you know, spin-off games like, you know, a contest
Snap?
Engine, for example,
yeah.
or Snap.
Yeah,
but we wouldn't see them as the primary Pokemon game for the Wii.
Right.
We would like to see the RPG become that. You know, everybody plays what they like, so.
Yeah.
So, how would
all sell. It's just hardcore guys. We want the RPG. We want to play the game. We don't want to just battle or just contest or take pictures.
So what we want... What were you going to ask, Angerman?
Oh, well, you know, I was thinking, you know, Stadium? Did any of you guys play Stadium?
Yeah.
The first one? You know, you thought that was way better than Revolution, didn't you? Because I thought, you know, there's a lot more content, you know.
Yeah
content there was.
I'd say Stadium 2 would be better comparison.
Well, my personal ideal game would be a game that you control your Pokemon like you would in the anime.
Stadium, in my opinion, was better than Battle Revolution. Just because of the more content, the more story mode. And I think that's what the Wii really needs to make Pokemon actually succeed on it.
Yeah, you know, something like the Colosseum series would be, you know, nice. Because that was like pretty much an RPG, well, not a full RPG, but a whole lot more of an RPG than we got with Battle Revolution.
Even XD has more than what's on Revolution.
Yeah, actually, it's more character-based than the normal games because, they actually talk and stuff.
Yeah, at least you got to, go places.
I know. I had a lot of expectations for PBR that just...
Didn't happen. Yeah,
agree 100%. Yeah, not worth $50, huh?
Sure, worth a $5 rental, that's about it.
50 cents.
50 cents.
Yeah, you guys just buy it.
10 cents.
Nah.
10 cents.
You guys just rent it to get the Pokemon with the codes?
Yeah. Exactly how we do it.
When I rent a game, I usually see if it's good, and then I buy it.
Yeah.
I used to do that a lot when I...
So you don't mooch off of friends? It's much easier. It's so much easier. Because your friends are the ones losing the money, not you, because you care about yourself. Yourself.
Yeah, but at least with Blockbuster, you're guaranteed that the games actually work, or at least somehow work.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Besides that, do you have anything else to ask us?
How would a Pokemon MMO work out, anyway? Would there be, teams like Team Magma and Aqua, or...
Could be.
It'd be really
Could be different factions.
Yeah, it'd be really fun until the SPP kids got into it.
Maybe it should be, free roaming and
then
stuff for, guilds or something.
Random encounters, you come across another trainer, you battle.
Yeah.
Wild Pokemon.
Yeah, for that.
Around. And, of course, you could do leagues, too, and, you know, the whole gym thing.
It'll be funny though if it turns out to be like a game like Pikmin or something like that. Pikmin?
It could be really deep if they really wanted to put time and effort.
Yeah, like a whole group of like 100, and then you could just go.
Mm-hmm. You know, you could
a group of Pokemon.
Yeah, 100 or maybe 50. You just get in the wild, you know.
Pokemon Master.
There's a lot they could actually do. So.
Well, you have other games to inspire off of it.
Yeah, they could. Yeah,
these games have a lot of potential.
They could just, you know, lease an engine from a already existing MMORPG and just convert it to Pokemon, too. So.
Yeah, I really hope they do that one day.
That would just, you know.
Because these games have so much potential.
Well,
yet they don't really stick it out.
They have so many fans, and the play value to those fans is so great. An MMORPG would just last and last and last and last. Everybody would come back because the play would be different every time.
Yeah, but what about new generations? Like, would they update it?
Like WoW or Steam or something like that.
Yeah, just add a patch to your game and it's updated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Possibly. Probably.
That would work. And that would also, charging people with subscription fees. That would,
well, whatever, you got these points or whatever, you just, you know. They could all be tied together into their current Wii system.
I hate subscriptions.
Of course.
Payments.
Yeah, but think about all the people that pay like $15 for WoW.
I know. I'd never do that.
On millions.
I could never do that.
You don't have to pay for anything online for like Wii right now, don't you? So it'd probably be free.
Well,
like,
yeah.
That's true.
You could buy upgrades, let's say.
Yeah, with Wii points.
With Wii points, exactly. Go to one of the Wii shops, and it'd be like the Pokemon Center or something, and you can buy upgrades.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff they could do. The console is just, I don't know, it's very flexible, especially with, you know, all the Pokemon fans and all the ideas that they have. It just would really take off.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else?
Nah, not really.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for coming on the Bubblecast.
Bye.
You take care.
Bye.
Great. We love our call-ins. Like, another new call-in, too.
Yay. Yeah.
Two new call-ins this season. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Wonderful.
Glad you guys like the Bubblecast and really like to hear what you thought about it. And your questions.
I'd like to thank Anger Man for that wonderful call of his.
Yeah.
And now we're going to go to another pre-recorded call, and that's going to be Pikachu Trainer. And here he is.
Hi. Well, I had to pre-record this call in because the cast is being recorded on Sunday morning, or rather Sunday evening in the US. So it's actually Monday morning here, and I have school. So, yeah. Okay, here's my first question. Well, it's quite obvious now that Ash and the group will come back to Heart Home for the gym badge. So, Hikari will probably have another contest over here since she lost the one in DB49. So, it's been specifically mentioned in the dub that contests are held once in a year. How do you think BUSA will handle this one? Will they just think we've forgotten about it, like four kids killed Brock's mother? My second question is, well, a game question. Well, in AG, while the anime had covered three whole seasons, that is, in the US counting, we had games other than the main three focus games, that is Ruby, Sapphire and Emerald. We also had Fire Red and Leaf Green to fill in the space in the 3 years that basically the RSC generation or the third generation lasted. how do you think the games will cope up to the anime in this generation? Especially we are anticipating a highly plot-based anime this time, and if that is ever pulled off, which I doubt, we'll really need some games to fill in the gaps there. What do you think Game Freak is targeting at this gen? Do you think we're gonna have some more of these central RPGs like we had in Fire Leaf Green? Or do you think Game Freak should move on directly to the fifth generation and we should have filler titles till then, like discussed in the previous cast about Pokemon Snap for the Wii, or anything of that sort, like Pinball, etc.? Well, that's basically all the questions from me. See ya. I hope I'll be live next time.
And that was Pikachu Trainer with his recorded call-in. Once again, your call-ins can be recorded or it can be live. If they are recorded, however, they'll be answered on the next cast or as soon as we can do it. So without further ado, let's have Satoshi-kun read off the next question of the week. Two questions of the week, in fact, for next week's cast. So go right ahead, sir.
All right. Well, I have a couple of questions for this week, which I was going to give you the answers to on this cast, but, well, PPN's a slave driver, so he's making me read these since I didn't read them on the last cast. I think he has a thing to for listen, you know, hearing my voice or something, but okay, here we go. We had two questions. First question was, what is your favorite opening and or ending for the Pokemon's anime? Specify the language or the country of origin, you know. Say, you know, like, for example, an English theme from Kanto or a Japanese theme from something, you know, whatever. And for the game question, what is the most useless Pokemon in battle? This excludes Love Disc because, well, Love Disc sucks. If we let you use that, everyone would be saying Love Disc, probably. So, yeah. Those are the two questions for this week, and please answer them for next week, and be glad to hear from y'all or something like that.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll definitely be looking forward to that.
Good questions.
I forget who gave them to me. I think Work That Skirt gave me the second one. Someone gave me the first one, and
cool.
Yeah. We'll find that out next week.
So let me take a moment here, ladies and gentlemen. One of our current cast members, Full Master, is having a birthday today as we record this.
Yes, he is. Yay. Yes,
happy indeed. Birthday, Full Master.
Happy birthday, FM.
Thank you.
A big fat 20 years old.
Oh, man, your birthday's a fatty, dude.
Yes.
So, happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
All that singing.
Yeah, happy birthday.
I'm finally out of my teen years.
You're not special.
It can only get faster from here.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
Alrighty, and let's acknowledge the fact that we had an episode this week, folks. Now, this week we had DP 49 and 50, which was, of course, the contest and first round of a battle tournament. Okay. Now, one of the interesting things to note about this episode was that it was packaged in a two-hour block. And usually with these two-hour blocks, they would usually have an opening and an ending, but this one did not. This only had an opening, and the ending text credits actually scrolled on the bottom as you saw the karaoke. And as for the ep itself, we had a few new characters. Now, in this episode, the first part, DP 49, we have Hikari going up onto the contest. I forget the town at the moment. But apparently she finds Nozomi and... Naoshi, rather. both over there, and they're going into the contest battle. Now, interestingly enough about this is that even though Hikari did a great job in that first round, she did not advance, which was kind of surprising.
Oh, no.
And I think this is actually the first time in the anime ever that the controlling female character, contest character, never made it through the first round. I believe so. Because I do not think Haruka made at least one round when she went through her contests.
Really?
Yeah. I believe that's what it is.
Yeah.
At least as far as I remember. Now, in this whole commotion, Nozomi actually makes it all the way through to the final, and I believe she wins. Now, another interesting thing about this is that Musashi made it past the first round, which is very surprising. So we have kind of both firsts here. Hikari did not make out of the first round, but Musashi did. It's kind of crazy as I think about it. So I believe
doing that a lot lately, though.
Yeah, twisting the plot lines. They're doing a really good job.
Just Team Rocket getting their thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Seeming to be a lot better than they have been in previous series, seasons, whatever.
Well, it's apparent that the writers have become more creative. I mean, such expanding on an older series. And the series is 10 years old, after all. You got to try something new.
Well, yeah, I guess they got to keep them fresh or alive or whatever you want to call it.
Spice everything up.
Yep. So that's cool. I like it. I like the differentness of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Now, getting on to the second ep. The second ep, Satoshi was involved in a contest battle, but this is a special contest tournament. Where it was a tag team battle tournament.
Cool.
Which means that what they did was they drew numbers, and then on the giant board there, they randomized it, and whoever numbers matched basically came together and formed a team. Now, Takashi, Hikari, and Satoshi were all involved here. And Satoshi had the misfortune of tag teaming with Shinji, of course, which is his rival. And of course, as you can imagine, they did not get along very well. A lot of commotion going on there. And Takashi teamed up with Honoko, a trainer with, I believe, but in any case, Takashi was teamed up with Honoko, a trainer. Satoshi was teamed up with Shinji, and Hikari was teamed up with a very bizarre trainer that we did not get even a name out of him. But some people say that he looked like a grown-up version of Masato, which is actually not surprising. And apparently he was acting weird, as all males with glasses do. The only way I can describe this is kind of like a sheen of, I don't know, flirtation, if you would call that. But anyway, they seem to all settle their differences, and they, Satoshi's battle was up, and they leave the episode off at where Shinji and Satoshi are battling, and they're midway through the battle, and that's what we get cut off until the next following week, because there will be no episode next week because of the last two.
By the time you hear this.
Yes, exactly. There is no ep this week. The next ep will be aired on October the 18th, which is 1 week from Thursday. So it's definitely worth the wait. To consider that there were only two new episodes in September, and then we had two specials with two episodes each this month already. So we're kind of making up for lost ground.
Yeah.
And that's about it, especially with the with the specials. The quality of writing is getting steadily better. We're already up to 50 episodes already.
Yep.
And you can tell that this series is going to drag because we're not even up to the third gym yet.
Best season yet, you think?
Yes.
Definitely.
Yep.
Yes.
Me too.
This may contain spoilers, but it was released today that DP's 51 to 54 or whatever had actually a few new things. Hikazaru apparently gets away from Shinji and joins Ash. You heard about that?
I heard about Ash getting a new Pokemon. I wasn't sure which one.
Be very interesting to see that, of course. Mm-hmm. Get away and see until the ups air, because they're going to go back on to a one airing a week schedule here.
Yeah.
And it also said that James's Cacnea is going to go into Natane's hands.
Hmm. We're going to have to see the circumstances that lead up to these events. Because that's interesting. I don't think they're just given away or traded. There's got to be something happen, you know?
Yeah, and especially with the quality of writing going on now.
The creativeness.
I wouldn't be surprised if we have a very good plot line for either of those circumstances.
Yep.
So we can look forward to a good story over the next month.
Yep.
And over probably up until the Christmas holiday.
Sounds good.
That's true.
So do we got anything else for the cast, guys?
Well, first of all, I'd just like to express my gratitude for being back. I know I haven't been here for the last couple
back.
Of casts. Thank you.
Back.
Yes, and Archaic's not here tonight.
Yeah, Archaic is not here tonight because he has to deal with evil Australian ISPs.
Mm-hmm,
and
evil.
I can tell you, and he should be back for next week's cast because the cycle of his capping, because he does get a packet shaped.
Yeah. So
he should be back.
Shaping crap. Yep.
So he should be back next weekend, of course. And he'll be back on the next cast, and he will. And since there'll be no apps next week, we'll take more of your Collins, of course. And we can have a much more in-depth discussion on maybe even the questions of the week. So
perhaps.
So we could iterate on that. And also to answer some of the recorded call-in questions that we're probably not going to answer this week.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Maybe.
So, especially we're going to have the time for that.
Okay.
That'll just do it for BulbaCast episode number 4 of season 3. And I would like to thank everybody who came onto the cast and recorded for our cast, Pikachu Trainer, Anger Man,
Sailor Clef.
Archer, and Sailor Clef.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, PP and Steve, Sausagekin, and Full Master. This is Tails of Killer reminding you to keep your Pidgey safely flying and keep your monsters in your pocket. Until then, night everyone.
Stay near to your Pikachu. Night.
See you guys.
Good night.
Later.
Good night.
And that is a wrap.